And welcome to our show, Geeks of Wired Podcast, where we're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm one of your many hosts, Bill, and here's another of our many hosts, Anthony.
Hello.
You can help support us by going to patreon.com/geeksofwired, where you get the podcast early and access to the super secret Geeks of Wireless episodes. Using the Patreon RSS feed that they give you when you subscribe. And you also can reach out to us anytime by emailing us at geeksofwired@gmail.com or leaving us a voicemail or a text message at 801-896-GEEK. That is 801-896-4335. Yes. So you wanted to talk about something that was in the show notes that you wanted to save for the podcast specifically. What is it?
Yes. I gotta find. Oh.
Just all the cool things that happened over the week.
Oh. Where are okay. Happening? So I was just kind of laughing at the fact that Oracle wants to buy TikTok.
Oh, yes. They are in the running for it.
Which is just kind of funny to me because usually the stuff they buy, they kill.
So has lots of companies that have bought many things.
I know, but I mean, Oracle's, okay, they'll either buy it and kill it. Actually, no, they're more of they buy it and then they just leave it. Like, they not only, like, leave it and let them do their thing, they just drop it. Because they did that with MySQL or MySQL or however you want to call it. Which is why, is it MariaDB? Anyways, there's a fork of it.
Oh, yeah.
And people started working on the fork because Oracle wasn't working on it because it's technically in direct competition with their own database stuff.
Ah.
They're just an Oracle database server. So I get why. It's just, yeah. They also own Java.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't they buy Java, which they've been working on that?
Yeah, it kind of stalled for a little while, though.
Yeah.
They're now on, like, Java 12, I think. Well, maybe 12 is about to come out. 11 is definitely.
8. But because they're a database company, maybe they'll be able to take their social media and actually categorize it. So when people go delete my information, they'll go, oh, yes, we know how to do that.
Wait, what?
Like with Facebook, their database is so garbled up and all that stuff that you go, delete my information. They're like, all right, we'll get back to you. Eventually.
Don't they also Hadoop? Was that them?
Oracle?
No, Facebook.
Hadoop?
I'm going to look it up.
All the many, many things that they've done or purchased.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. I feel bad for saying that now. It's actually Apache.
Oh.
Apache is good people.
Yeah.
The software company, not the...
Well, yeah. All of it. Just all of it. It's good.
Yeah, it's all of it.
It's good. All good.
All good.
Just dropping it with that.
Yeah. I swear they had another big data thing, though. Maybe they just use Hadoop.
And it makes sense that Oracle and or Microsoft would be getting to TikTok into this. Because not every day does a number one social media company come up for sale.
You're right. But on the other hand, they usually come up for sale due to other things besides political pressure.
Yes.
Like, that's the... Anyways. It's just all due to political pressure, and I kind of wonder if there's something else going on. Like, someone has a potential economic interest in this.
So there was talk about that with Oracle. Because...
I was meaning... the person who's really pushing this.
I know. Well, like I said, okay. The person who's really pushing it has interest in Oracle. So there is interest with that one. But we don't talk about politics. I care less about politics. We talk about tech, though it's been creeping into my tech lately, so it kind of sucks.
I mean, it's kind of hard not to at the moment.
I know, especially about the social media that I like, that works with my personality, even though I'm an old person.
You're old.
Older.
You're the one that made all the dirt.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was it. It was just interesting to me that Oracle might want to buy it. Is there any more that about this that you know about? Because I haven't read the article.
It did just that they are working on negotiations, and TikTok is taking the U.S. government to court over it because the way the law was written that they weren't, they basically had no rights. And there's just a lot of, there's a lot of political mumbo jumbo wibbly wobbliness going on with it.
Yeah. Okay. It's interesting. Wait, what?
Which part? The other TikTok part?
Oh, there's another one?
Well, there is, because they're also...
Okay, go for it.
...introducing $200 million to a creator fund to help support creators.
So what does that mean?
Means that you help sell... You help grow on TikTok, and you become... You make TikTok more successful. TikTok works with you and ends up giving you money for that.
They're doing that now, though, aren't they?
They were letting people work with their own sponsors, and TikTok was kind of doing whatever in the background. They were just allowing it to happen.
Oh, they were selling getting ads. Actually like paid for it?
They weren't getting paid from TikTok for it. Which, if you think about it, like, not all influencers make money from the product that they're on.
You're right, but it tends to be that way.
It works, so yeah.
Like, YouTube is like that. Twitch is like that. Is Instagram like that?
It's Facebook. I mean,
I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't know what Facebook is. I don't know.
Maybe and Facebook doesn't, Instagram works like that, but influence, I don't know. It's different to be an influencer on Facebook.
Yeah, that's definitely set up quite a bit different.
And they've raised the money on that because they were trying to help grow things and all that. So
it's cool though.
Yeah.
I did see that. I just forgot about it.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh, it's directly from TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully it's not blocked. It's not.
Which one? Oh, the link?
Yeah.
From TikTok? Yeah.
It was a joke.
I know. For now it is.
Yeah.
Good. Ha ha ha.
For all we know, whoever's listening to this in months the later. Year
3000. There'll be different social medias.
Why do you bring up that song? Are you bringing up that Futurama version or the original?
I'm bringing up the one from whatever, the late night show.
Okay, it's probably the original.
The year 2000. In the year 2000.
Yeah, okay, so...
I guess not the original song.
You're right, it's not, but now I gotta talk about that. Do you know what I'm talking about? From Futurama?
No.
So there was this episode where they get in a time machine.
Yeah.
Like, the professor builds a time machine. And him, Fry, and Bender?
Yes.
Maybe it wasn't Bender.
Yeah, it was.
Anyways, they build a time machine, get in it, and then the idea is that they go forward, like, an hour to test it or something. And they were doing that successfully. And then just before they were, because they were slowing it down to bring him back, he slipped and fell forward, and then by the time they get it back up, they're 1,000 years ahead. And then so they can't go backwards because, you know, that's just crazy.
Yeah, you only can go forward.
So they just keep going forward because what else are they going to do?
Well, that's also the episode they cross by the their other creation on Netflix. What was it?
While you're looking it up. So, yeah, they just keep going, and then they stop every once in a while. And then after that, they have basically a montage of them stopping with a song in the background. It's basically like that, except for the song's been reworded to be more...
Oh, yeah, the original.
Yeah, it's been reworded to work with the Futurama scenes. Like, there's talk about basically giraffes enslave humans at some point.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
And then they just get all the way to the end, and then they find out that the time just loops, and they end up coming back to where they were, except for they go too far again, so they just loop again. So they watch the universe be created, like, twice.
Yes.
Well, created.
So
yeah.
They pass through disenchantment.
Did they?
In fact, they're in Disenchantment.
Which scene? Is it the one where they...
So
I did see that theory.
Futurama's side, I think I talked about this a while ago. Futurama's side, it is not quite an exact match, but you can kind of go like, okay, that makes the sense where it would be.
Is it the one with the castle?
Yes.
Okay.
And Disenchantment, they are literally in the episode for but a moment. Like you have
to. It's like a couple of frames.
Yeah, you have to know what's going on. Yeah, you have to pause it at the right time.
Okay. Disenchantment. Because I don't remember, like I remember that, but I don't remember what it looked like. Oh yeah, it's just barely there. Like just for, yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fading in the background. That's cool. I forgot about that. I didn't watch the rest of that. Like they made us the rest of the first season, or was it the second season they made?
I feel like there's two seasons.
Okay, then I haven't watched the second one yet. And not because I didn't like it, it's just,
okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Anyways, I know they made more.
Oh, yeah, there's only two that are out. Because I'm like, it's saying there's four. I'm like, I don't remember. I enjoyed it enough to watch the second season.
I mean, I'll go back. I'll watch it eventually. Like, I don't hate it. And I like it. It's just, I guess I'm just not in the mood for it. I
understand.
Because it's kind of an interesting show. Like, more so than Futurama, I think, too. I think it's just interesting in its own way.
You know what's an interesting time travel show?
Doctor Who. Do they time travel in that?
They do. And I guess I shouldn't be talking about show. I meant movie. Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Oh, I didn't know they time traveled.
In a telephone booth.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
And I don't plan to see it.
Have you seen Doctor Who?
Technically, no.
No, he time travels in a telephone booth, too.
Okay, I knew that part.
Actually, it's not a telephone booth. It's a police box.
A TARDIS?
Yes. Well, yeah. It's a TARDIS, but it's a police box. It's disguised as a police box because the for it to change shape and all that is broken. And he could have fixed it, but never did.
But that only works in, like, certain time periods.
Right. Exactly. He doesn't care.
Okay. So what about the movie?
So the new movie is coming out. The new Bill and Ted is finally going to make it to video on demand near you and maybe a theater.
Maybe a theater. It'll probably be in a theater. Well, okay. It'll be in theaters, but it may not be near you. Is that what you're saying?
It is in theaters. It just those theaters may not be near you, but it will be on video on demand near you.
And that's probably going to be what happens for other movies in the future, which is cool.
Yeah. Which it is being released to one of the theaters in the area, not the one that I expected.
Which one?
Well, actually, it totally is the one I expect now that I think about it. Because it's being released on video on demand, so it's being released to the mill.
The mill.
The one in Blackfoot.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that one.
It's actually pretty cool. But I forget what their parent company is, but it's not AMC, because AMC is still the number one theater in the world.
Even after all this?
Well.
Probably because of all this, actually.
You know, it was like everybody collectively dropped. So even though they lost, which they also were having an opening where it's like 15-cent movies on Thursday, I think is what it was, but not for all these old movies, not the new ones, because they're also showing the new movie. I forget which one it was now. The one we're going to go see. Oh, yeah.
Mutants.
New Mutants.
Yeah.
Because that also releases Thursday, which is for the listeners now yesterday or the past, either way. So we'll talk about that later. Not today. Not this episode. Like in a week or so.
Are we going to spoil?
No.
No spoil. Okay, so we'll talk about no spoil.
But maybe in a couple of weeks, spoil.
Okay, talk about no spoil. Got it.
We'll rate it.
Slight spoils? Those are probably going to be slight spoils, even if we turn out to.
Yeah. And what I'm looking forward to with that movie is it is an X-Men movie that's a scary movie.
So I was wondering about that.
And it was supposed to be a three-parter, but that's when Fox owned it. And now that Disney owns it.
So is that a good or a bad thing that it's not a three-parter?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a three-parter or not still.
Oh, I see.
So it could totally be. Actually, I was questionable whether it was going to get released there for a moment. Because this, I thought this was one of the many, many things that Fox had started with. But Disney was like, yeah, we have our own plans. Bye.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
Like, if they started it and it didn't really get anywhere, why keep going?
Well, I don't even think this was, like, fully finished filming either. Like, Disney got it, and they had to decide to actually, like, finish it.
Well, yeah, if it's already filmed, I get that, but...
Yeah, you can just throw post-production. But this wasn't finished filmed, so they had to actually decide to finish filming it, or... Because they weren't technically invested into it yet.
Yeah, technically not. So the only thing they, like, sunk costs would just be assets, I guess.
Why? You just walk away from everything. You're like, that was under the Fox umbrella. We are cutting all ties with contracts.
What I mean by that is they got assets via film that they already shown. And so, like, they would get it, but then they wouldn't be able to do anything with it. So it's technically kind of a sunk cost, but it's not at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
I know. Yeah.
So you say it's scary.
Yeah.
How scary?
Haunted house. I'm thinking there's going to be some jump scenes. I don't think it's gore. I think it's jump.
Is it going to be suspenseful? Like, very suspenseful?
So I love that I just realized that. I do take you to the movies that are, don't I? I probably should have given you some more heads up warning on this.
Because I watched the preview, but that didn't come across to me.
Okay. I expect it to be the way it was explained before it was going to be. If you're thinking the ad is not, because I haven't seen the ad. I haven't seen the trailer because I'm in on this. I already know what I thought I knew, but I might be off now.
I saw the trailer because I wasn't sure if it was going to be about X-Men or if it was just some generically titled movie.
Oh, it is an X-Men movie.
No, I figured that out, but yeah. I wasn't sure. Because even the, like, I screenshotted the ticket just because internet kind of sucks sometimes, so.
That was the other thing with AMC. So, like I said, that's why I expect Bill and Ted not to be at AMC. Because it's going to be video on demand. AMC does not like that. AMC wants the movie. The AMC's already negotiated with a lot of companies. It has to be in their theater for 2 weeks before they release video on demand. So the fact that you can't video on demand, I can buy or rent this movie today. Huh. Bill and Ted. New Mutants, I can't yet. So I can go watch it, though. And that's the thing I'm actually liking about AMC. Is I pre-ordered tickets, I pre-ordered my popcorn, I'm going to walk up, they get to hand it to me. Yes, it's in a nice sealed bag, that's because of things, but the fact that I can pre-order all of this stuff, walk up and just, I exist here with the right numbers and the right codes, hand me my things, and it's 40% capacity.
Hopefully. It's supposed to be.
Okay, it's supposed to be. Obviously, if people sneak in, that's a different story. If they decide not to, there should not be, because of modern technology, they should not be able to sell more than 40% tickets. And where all the other movies are 15 cents, they might stand somebody at the door. Because that means somebody could get in, watch a, like, Back to the Future.
AMC's doing 15 cent movies right now?
When they open Thursday.
So this one here is?
All of them are.
Which movies?
Not new ones.
Oh, yeah, I gathered that. Because some of those would be kind of fun to watch. Like, if I could watch would they show the original Blade Runner? Because I would love to see that in theaters.
Let's see what it was. Because it is all the AMC theaters.
That would just be awesome. And then, have you seen that yet?
Long time ago.
Oh, okay. Who was it that? I don't know. There's someone who I was talking to. I haven't seen it.
It's been so long. I feel like I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's fair.
So tomorrow, well, because we record on Wednesdays, so that's why tomorrow. Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Far From Home, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And that looks like that's all that they are showing, the local theater. And then obviously New Mutants.
Okay. I'll have to keep an eye on the movie list. Where are you just finding that on AMC.com?
I found that on Bing.com.
Traitor.
I like my points. It gives me the exact same results.
Traitor. Now I might consider it at some point. Google knows too much.
Everybody knows too much.
I know, but... Okay.
Apparently, I have to sign in for my points, so give me a sec.
Do you now?
Yeah, I know. That's what happens when I don't sign in. I thought I was signed in on this.
I'm going to move your stuff over.
All right, thanks. So, Bill and Ted. They're in an old-style Superman change outfit phone booth from the future.
A phone booth from the future?
A phone booth from the future. Actually, maybe from modern times. I forget when.
Because phone booths exist, yes, but they're not really usually phone booths anymore. They're just there.
Well, this one has a working, you know, I tell you you had to dial in the year and everything.
And the only phone booths that'll exist in the future are suicide booths. If you believe Futurama. I don't know, maybe they have phone booths. That is another one booth. That's the first episode, by the way.
Yeah. Kind of the only reason that even remotely works, they decided to use that, is because he's from 1999 and phone booths were actually still a thing.
Well, when did Futurama start being produced?
1999.
Was it?
Maybe 98. But remember, that's the thing. It was the year 2000.
Yeah. Yep, 1999. Aired March 28th, 1999. Yeah, I just wasn't sure if it was like... Yeah. Like if it was... Because I didn't watch it till much later.
Oh, yeah?
Just because... I don't know. I don't know why I didn't. Maybe I wasn't allowed to. I don't know. Because I was a youngin'. But, yeah, so I couldn't remember if it was released around 1999 or if it was released years later. Like, after the fact and they just went in the past. Because it was convenient. But, yeah, phone booths are still a thing.
Yeah.
Because cell phones were just barely starting to become mainstream. Like, super mainstream, I mean. Because they were a thing before, but...
They were in, like, rich people's cars and various...
Yeah, but around 1999 and 2000, you had those, like, Nokias.
Yeah.
With the interchangeable plates.
Ooh.
Back when phones were cool. What are you looking for again?
I was logging in.
Oh.
So I get my points, remember?
Oh, geez. Okay.
So, let's see. What did you end up moving over? I don't see what you moved
Bill
over.
Bill and Ted's. I moved over two of them.
I think my app crashed on me then because I'm like...
Lame.
I know. Just close it, reopen it.
So are you still wanting to talk about this or can I move on to something else?
You can move on to something else.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the Google thing?
Which Google thing?
The music thing. Since we're here, or do you not care about that anymore?
Cool. Oh, hey. All right, look at that. Sure. Let's do it.
So there's actually a lot of outrage about this.
Really?
No.
I would never have seen that happening.
Oh, it's just funny because like it's been on death's door for like how long now? 3-4 years?
At least the better part of a decade.
Like so much so that I actually quit using it. Like yeah. I use it, but only like because I had a playlist that I have on there. So occasionally I listen to it. And my assistants will play it whenever I'm in the shower or something.
Because you haven't changed it in the background.
Because I haven't changed it yet.
Yes.
And it picks, because I haven't changed it yet, it still picks the inch, like the old like style.
Yeah.
Which I like. So I think at this point, like this is a kind of a small tangent, but I'm going to have to do like make playlists or something in Spotify. Because my YouTube music playlist is like, that algorithm's done.
Why?
It would take a long time to tune it into something that would be useful.
It doesn't take that long.
You don't know. Like, okay. So I listened to something the other day.
I literally listened to music that has nothing with related to each other. The only music I don't like is music that is sad.
Oh.
Or downer music.
So you wouldn't like some of the songs that I listen to. Why does it always do this?
Remember, I have multiple playlists. I have a playlist I know. Literally called Happimus Optimus. It is my happy music. And that is, actually, I'm going to refine that because I think there's some stuff in there that's not quite, it's a different happy mood. So I think I'm going to break. I have two happy optimum music things. I think I'm going to break them into like five because there's different happy moods.
Now I get it. Because you can be happy and want to listen. Like when I'm happy, sometimes I just want to listen to metal.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to listen to soothing music.
And sometimes when some of that music, also, if you're kind of bummed out about something, that happy music doesn't do the thing. You need like the happy extreme music.
Oh, whenever. So you're a different kind of person. Whenever I'm bummed out about something, I listen to sad music.
When I'm bummed out, there's like five or six songs.
Metal.
These are the songs that I will sing to. And these are the songs, though, that almost guarantee the average person is extremely annoyed by.
I don't want to know. I'll ask later.
Okay.
So anyways, back to what I was getting at with the music stuff. So, yeah, anyways, I'm not connecting them back up. And it kind of concerns me just because, like, in the email it said, if you don't do this, your subscription will be canceled or something like that, where it alluded to that, even though I don't want to transfer it.
Did you download your music?
I don't have any music on there. I didn't purchase anything. I didn't upload anything because that's not what I got it for. I mostly got it so that I could still support the people I watch on YouTube and not get ads. That dog's...
Yeah, she,
you're
she's
scaring old. Her.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mostly just got it for that, and the music was just a plus. And then I actually used it, but it's been on Death's Door forever. They were going to immediately do the Switch, and then people freaked out for good reasons, because it wasn't a direct... I still don't even think it's a direct replacement, because the most annoying thing is that you'll find a playlist, right?
Yeah.
That someone else has made, and half the songs are gone.
Oh, yeah, because they're private or something like that.
No, not even that or they're private. Deleted. They got removed because they weren't supposed to be on that channel or something like that.
Yeah.
Which I get, but because it's all user created.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
But that's
like
the thing,
stuff
is,
you add to playlists is just going to disappear.
Okay, but that's the thing is I honed my YouTube or my Google Play playlists perfectly, which means these are the songs that are there. And I'm also, you forget, I'm from like, you know, make your own mixtape.
No, and I'm fine with that. Like, I've made playlists too on YouTube Music, and they're like, there's a playlist that I listen to which has like some of my favorite like endings and openings for some animes that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the songs are gone now.
I know. It so sucks.
And there's for one of them, I literally can't find another version of it. Mm. Like, at all. So I can't replace it. And that is, like, that's just going to keep happening. And that's so annoying.
And, well, okay. And that happened on Google Play Music if you were subscribed, but you didn't pay for the songs. Like, if you're subscribed, or even if, I think even old.
Why? Because they lost, like, the licenses for
whether they lost the license or whether, you know, for whatever reason, like, you know, it wasn't the guarantee. It wasn't as bad as, like, YouTube, but, you know, these things could go away. But if you purchased things or you uploaded stuff, that is yours.
Yeah.
And that is what, so I would, I would support. Yes, listening does support, especially with subscriptions and everything. But I would be like, I want this song, and I want this song in this playlist, period. And I'd buy the song. So I wouldn't have to like hunt it down, so I don't have to do anything else. Also, if I decided not to subscribe, I wouldn't lose the song. I guess that's probably the other thing that would happen.
Oh, you just put it in playlists, then you don't lose it.
It would yank it out, or it would not play it. I had that where I unsubscribed way back when.
For what? YouTube Music?
No, not YouTube. Google Play Music.
I didn't even know you could subscribe on Google Play Music.
Yeah, this is way back when.
Anyways, so yeah, now after that email went out,
yeah,
I saw on Reddit that people were like just absolutely pissed off that they sent out that email. And I get it. And it's still come a long way from when it started, but I still, like, I don't know. I like the UI on the Google Play Music much better. But
well, you were all saying that people were like so annoyed and you stopped kind of using it. And I, you know, I let my assistants play it and I had it installed. And then when they stopped adding music to Google Play Music, that was the day I stopped using it. Mm. When artists couldn't upload their albums to it anymore, I was like, out. Because I'm not going to get any new music on it.
I think I still got new music on it for quite a while.
No, they put a dead date on it. Like anything submitted by after a certain date wouldn't go up. And then there was another date that they were guaranteed no new music was going to show up. Hmm. And I heard those dates come up and I was like, out. And there was artists that I followed that I saw new albums come out that didn't come out on YouTube or on Google Play. You only could find them on YouTube.
Okay. Other things. I don't remember what else there was. Well, shoot. I had something to say. It's gone. Is it gone? Yeah, it's gone.
That'll happen.
I guess there's only one song that's missing, but it's still like my favorite one.
Oh, no, I understand. I've had playlists that I have a playlist for my exercise music. I will hunt down music. Even when it like pulls it, I'm like, I know this playlist.
I remember now.
What?
So after they announced that they were going to kill it years ago, I spent like, well, from then until now, looking for something that was comparable. The closest I can find so far is Spotify. Just because it has, I don't know, it actually has a lot of the songs that I thought I could only find on YouTube.
Yeah.
So that's cool, but the way its algorithm isn't great either. Because, like, it has this playlist, and I think I've talked about this probably like 5 or 10 times on here, but weekly it'll generate some playlists. So there's like,
these are your five, most listened to songs or something like that.
There's like playlists and they make 5 of them and then Discover Weekly. The 5 of them, they tend to group into different stuff. So like it'll be similar music in each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time. Sometimes it's weird. Discover Weekly, I like it, but it'll sometimes throw in something that's completely different. And like it's something that I've listened to before, but it's not like the kind of music doesn't go together. Like,
so have you done that with YouTube Music? Like because they do new and noteworthy, and they do, you know, recommended lists and all that.
You want to look at my playlist? Here, go ahead and scroll through that, buddy. Right now, it's pretty sane. I'll give you that.
Just your evening music that's listened to.
Yeah, so there's, just to give you a preview, I think there's one or two playlists on there that are synthwave.
So, but with that, so you have that, but you also have this over here, your mix music.
Yeah. And is that like songs? Because that's weird too.
No, it's not.
Okay, because
it's okay. Actually, down here even more is the mix for you. It's in your, so it, there is like songs. There is your like songs. Your mix is a lot of your like songs. And then there's new release.
I don't usually do the new release stuff because most of the time if I'm on YouTube Music, there's a certain thing I want to listen to.
Well, I feel like for me, new release mostly is good, is mostly what I listen to. The only thing is I still have quite the range. But then I feel like it runs out of new music, and it started like playing music from like, I don't know,
old stuff.
Yeah, it started playing some really old stuff, and I'm like,
yeah,
huh. And I didn't even like fully realize it. I was like, oh yeah, da da da. I'm like, oh, I'm not on the mix for me. I'm on the new release one. Why is this there?
So I don't think I've ever scrolled down this far.
Okay, that stuff is pretty high up on mine.
Because mine goes your evening music, which changes from morning to evening and has various interesting stuff. Then it goes summer, and then I think because I listened to this playlist once, it keeps thinking I want to listen to it. It's like similar to Deep Chill. I think I wanted to find some kind of chill, like beachy style music or something like that. Like something that would play in like an Aeropostale.
Yeah.
I was wanting something like that at one time. And then I have similar to Jeff Williams because periodically I like listening to the Ruby soundtracks. And I'll have you know, As I Lay Dying's album's in there, which is a hard like metal.
Yeah.
Not similar really, but okay. And also Amelie's in there. And she's someone who does a lot of anime like song covers.
Yeah.
Also not metal. Or actually no, okay. That's fair. That's actually, I could see that being similar. Then it has your favorites, which is my Endless Personalized Music, has Ratatat on there, and then a couple other things. And then there's the mixed for you, finally. Then new releases, and then similar to Nightcore. Recommended music videos, because people still like those, apparently. And then throwback jams. Charts. Oh, new and trending songs.
Yeah, and then you run into that. See, the more you listen to new and trending, the higher that will be on your list.
That's never going to be high for me.
See, that is because I listen to so much that will move up and down my list often. So... let me see if I show you mine.
I had a screenshot of something. Like I took a screenshot of this at one point, and I was going to show you because I think there's a song I listened to once, and it was completely different, and it just threw it in there one day.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So look, opening it up, straight up, right at the top of my app.
I wonder what the app actually shows, because I was looking at the website.
So right at the top, your favorites, your mix, and then it has my playlists. And I scroll over, so it has my work playlist, Do a Champion, the new mix.
What was the top stuff?
So the top row is your favorites.
Okay, no, that makes sense.
And then it's your mix, then it's two playlists, and then it's new release mix. So it's not even my release mix.
Look at mine.
So yours has the mix at the top.
Yes. But then it goes that similar to Deep Chill thing again, and then it's listening again.
Yes, I have listening again, which... this is the unfortunate part about working from home, is it would actually do well with that working from, or it, where it's work and home versions.
Now it doesn't.
Yeah, now it kind of sucks with that because the location is the same. It's just now different times of different days.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that that algorithm would figure it out.
I don't think it has quite yet.
No, and I don't think they've programmed it to.
And unfortunately, they're going to need to.
Yeah.
What I absolutely despise on it is the live performances. It is always on the list. It is always inevitably there. I've
never seen that.
Keep scroll down far enough and it's there.
I don't know about that, man. Mine's way at the bottom.
Oh no, it's mine is pretty far at the bottom, but I don't listen to live music.
Mine's at the very bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to see it.
But it's still there. And I'm like, what? Why? Just, that is literally the row that they could just delete from me.
Yeah. I wish there was a way to like curate it better.
And there's a lot that it does well.
There's very few live performances I actually like. Because I don't like listening to the live stuff normally.
I agree. Most of the time. It's not always.
Like, there's a song called... I don't know. I think it was Nine Inch Nails who did it, and they were... I don't remember, actually. But, yeah, it was good. It was like an acoustic-style one, but because it was live, it had that echoey kind of... Like, it had some, like, natural reverb.
Yeah.
So it's just cool. I like that. But that's about it. That's about it. Because otherwise, it just... It sounds different, and that's the point. And if I were actually there, it'd be great.
Well, here's, but here's I'm not there.
So your favorites, at home. See, yours actually has at home. I don't think I've ever seen that on YouTube Music. I used to see that on Google Play.
I've had at home. I even had at work. And at work was basically my playlist at work, or occasionally what I would get out and do some other stuff. My at work has various, you know, what I want to listen to varies occasionally. And technically my at work is that white noise app that I would listen to with birds and streams and the wind.
So you've listened to, of course, I think I've sent these to you. Infected Mushroom. Do you actually listen to it?
Yes.
Okay.
That is a very regular. That is part of my at work. Then you also like Megan Thee Stallion.
I did see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I told you I listen to the variety.
Okay, what do you think? I only have like... Okay, I don't know why I have that bottom one on there, but...
That's the one I shared with you.
I know. I think I added it on there just on a whim because I don't listen to that playlist hardly at all anymore.
And you forgot about that it was there?
Yeah, actually. Place is called Rave. It's got a lot of like ravey songs in it. By a lot, I mean two. I don't count the bottom one.
You don't count the bottom one?
I can't say it either.
It's just cocaine and stuff.
Except for it's not. It doesn't say stuff.
It doesn't. Well, that was it. Come on, we're going down. Like yours says rave. I literally have like living room dance party.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
see,
dance
here's the thing.
Pop bangers.
Are those the name of your playlists?
No, those are ones they made for me.
Because I actually made these.
No, the once again, I listen to a variety of music. I feel like Google does not know what it should give me. I will listen to country. I have no problem with country. I just don't like the sad country music.
So, I have most no problem country with, music.
No. I love this bar. It is so happy.
So, a lot of country music.
It varies.
Well, except like, the older stuff, then.
It varies.
Okay.
No, it totally does. There is sad music. There's, I don't like music that is or downer or about my life sucks or like that. Rap is another one that's a hit or miss on that. Rap is like country. There is happy rap. There is sad rap. There is happy country. There is sad country.
Speaking of country,
I think, or good what?
No, go ahead. I got to find it first.
I think the one that has the more downer is, I can't even think now. Whatever, like Linkin Park's in.
Fort Minor?
What?
Linkin Park, what do you mean?
The type of music.
Oh, that, okay, sorry.
I'm like, what?
I would consider them rock. A weird, different kind of rock, depending on the album, but still rock.
Okay, what about Nirvana?
Punk? Is that what you're trying to think of?
Maybe it might be punk.
Or Nirvana, I would consider
even
more...
Blink. Blink is another one that kind
Blink
of has that.
Blink would be punk.
Yeah, it might be punk.
And also like, depends on the album, though.
Yeah, Blink like but the thing is, there's some like just sad, my life sucks, punk, and then there's just like happy go.
So emo.
Yeah. Okay. That there's the type of music.
So My
I
Chemical
don't like.
Romance.
Except for My Chemical Romance isn't all bad.
I know it's not, but they have a lot that are like
okay.
that.
Okay, actually, you just proved it's not. I don't even dislike emo all the way. Like, I do not dislike music. I like all music.
No, I get
just
it.
Dislike sad, my life sucks music.
Every once in a while, that stuff's okay for me, but I would agree. Sort of.
It brings me down, and
sometimes that's what you want, though.
I don't anymore.
Okay, that's not what you want.
That's not what I want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. No.
So there's this YouTube channel that Joey sent me.
Yeah.
And it's just this guy performing like, I think he called it Punk Goes Country.
Nice.
And this song that on here, and I can't play it, but it's basically Blink-182's first date in country mode. And it's actually not bad. It's pretty good.
Let me see. Well, I also have music that is rock.
And he also did a Slipknot cover, Duality.
Yeah.
It's just great. I love it. I actually don't know that I've listened to that one, but...
I don't know if I have this guy's music now. There's a guy who actually does rock covers.
He also did I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. Sorry. I Write Sins, Not Tractors. Ah. That's what he called it. But yeah, it's fun stuff. So this all came from... So, what are you looking for?
I forget my guy that does rock cover band or rock covers.
Okay.
Like, or like screamo rock.
Okay.
Like, yeah, just like pick a song or whatever. Like, and he's just, he does screamo rock and it's quite entertaining.
So emo rock.
Screamo, not emo.
Because Hawthorne Heights had a lot of screamo and they were very emo rock. What's... What'd you find?
I got a... Oh, this might be an old, my old track. That might be why I ran into... I ran into a playlist. Oh, this isn't... This is, must be my old exercise playlist. I mean, it is like has...
Is like, it one that got copied over from Google Music?
Must have or something. I don't know. It has five songs in it that are not destroyed. Either that or this is my old, old YouTube music.
What is it? Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Are they all like dead?
I don't know. I'm just like, there's like, it, so there is 39 songs on this playlist and only five of them
are playable.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
At least they let you know, like they still show what it was.
I know what this is. This is not a music playlist.
What is it?
This is actually my exercise playlist.
What does that mean?
Means it only works on YouTube. Means these are exercise. These are follow along exercise things.
See,
this is why I don't like about YouTube music. Is it should go, these are not playlists. Actually,
so I don't know. It's been weird. Let me check my playlist because I think I have my playlists. They don't. Oh, never mind. They're here. I lied. I do like though that they finally disconnected the algorithm. I think they did that like a year ago.
Oh yeah.
But when they first started out, anything you listen to on YouTube Music would just trash your homepage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It on would YouTube.
Like, be like, here's your history.
And vice versa.
Yeah. Like, here's your history. No, that is not my history on YouTube.
Yeah. And it would also mess up your liked videos, too. And for a while, it kept reverting. Like, I kept seeing the liked videos show up on my YouTube history. But it hasn't done that for like a year. But it kept reverting periodically.
I think I kind of noticed it, but I didn't really register.
It was kind of cool. So, oh, and it also would show up in my history occasionally too. Like in my YouTube history. It doesn't anymore, but... there was something else I wanted to say about it. I don't know. I was just going to bring it back. Just that... So, while I will miss Google Play Music...
Yeah.
I do. I don't know. I think YouTube Music has its pros. Like, I don't know. To me, I think it was a money-saving thing for them because they don't have to pay for any licensing now. Because the only music that can be on YouTube is... I don't remember what else I was going to do, but...
Yeah. I don't think they had to pay for it before because you had... Google didn't put the music on Google Play Music. The artists or the production companies had to put music on Google Play Music.
Yes, but usually you, at least like I know with Pandora they had to do this, but they had to always pay rights to have it, which is why certain songs you couldn't repeat.
Oh,
and I'm pretty sure Google Play Music was like that too, for the bigger things at least. Maybe not for the smaller artists. But
well, especially with the subscriptions, I could see that.
Yeah, so this way, I don't think they had to pay for any of it.
No, they still make money. They still pay these artists that are... so.
Right, right, okay. What I mean is they don't have to pay licensing costs for it.
Yeah, they just probably pay per play.
Yeah, well, no, I don't even think they pay per play.
Yes, because they pay YouTube rates, and they may have
that might be some of the reasons why they
broke it apart. Because they might pay more for music versus...
I don't know. I think they pay less.
Yeah.
Just because with the...
True.
So...
Actually, yeah.
What's interesting for me is... So that playlist you showed, how only like five of them are playable on music.
Yeah.
I think every single like, I can't find, like, so there's these hour-long mixes that I like listening to sometimes.
Yeah.
You usually can't find them on YouTube Music.
Mm-hmm.
But if you either provide a link and then change the www to music on the front, they'll usually work. Or if you throw them in a playlist, they'll usually work. And I've done that before, too. Oh. Which is weird because yours just won't play. They won't even let you play it.
Yeah. And that's I've run into that.
So I'm not sure why. Often.
That's why I even made a playlist, like, music to review. Like, there is my, you know, watch later list. Like, you see a video, especially when you get a notification that one of your people, like, oh, they created a video. You're like, oh, I want to watch this. Watch later. And then I'll even come across some music as I'm scrolling through, because there's still a little bit of crossing between them, not a whole lot. But I will see this song. I'm like, hey, that's kind of a cool song. I don't really want to listen to it while I'm on YouTube. We'll listen to it on YouTube Music. And I've created a playlist called Review Music.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, watch later, but only music. Throw those in. And I have some of those that won't work, too. And that also is a good way, because if I'm pulling it from the app, and that's the same thing with the app on the computer, too. Like, it will only play the app, those that are good. So if it won't play it, that means I know it won't work on my phone. It won't work at the places I want it to work. So I can just axe it right there, delete it.
Or find another version.
Yeah, find another version if I want. Sometimes that happens. That's something else I dislike about YouTube Music, is when they change the video and the audio file from each other.
What do you mean? Oh, I see. I haven't run into that too much.
I haven't run into too much, but it was on my, like, Popstar, KDA.
Oh, see, I never had that happen to me.
I
think that was probably like a fluke.
It was a fluke for like a month, and that's the problem. This is like pre, you know, everything, and I was listening to that. I was going to the gym like daily, so which means I was, make sure I might have been a couple months. I was listening to that, and it was bad enough that I was like, I didn't put this song here. And I had to hunt down another version of it to pull it in. Now I think I have like three different versions on it.
Because you wanted the normal one, and whenever you switched to audio mode, it gave you the guy one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, not what I was after. Now, it's not the same mood.
I think the only thing I've had issues with is, so if you have it in video mode, which if you're watching on the computer, it just defaults to that anyways. Sorry, listening. But a lot of the songs, especially the ones I listen to, have a really long outro.
Yes.
Like 30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah.
And if it's in audio-only mode, sometimes it will cut that off.
I've had that happen too, where it doesn't always cut off the intros or the outros.
Yeah, but...
Or it cuts them... Sometimes it feels like it cuts them weirdly. Like it should be... You know, it's the difference between the music video and the album version.
Yeah, for me it hardly happens. Like I still have to deal with those outros usually, but that's not always.
I have a few. Let's see, what's one of them that it does? Monkey Funky. Yes, that one gives me Karina Monkey Funky.
I haven't heard of that.
It's an older song. But yeah, I would sing, but you know, my singing skills are atrocious. But that one has a large intro. It's like if you're going to watch Michael Jackson's Thriller and they just, you know, they decide to, when you go audio only, it decides to play the 15 minute version of the song with all of the extra parts and pieces in between the music.
Does it do that?
No, it'd be like that.
Okay.
With the intro and the outro parts.
I forgot it was like that.
Yeah, that, okay, it's not 15 minutes, but it takes like a 2 or 3 minute long song and makes it like double the length.
So it turns it into a Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody is really not that long.
It is, though. It's like, I don't even know how long it is.
Let's see.
I do know that they had a hard enough time trying to get it on the radio because...
Well, it was on Poseidon 2, that's why. And also they... Ended up also, that wasn't the side that the production studio wanted to play. Let's see. Bohemian Rhapsody is 5 minutes and 55 seconds long. I guess you're right. It is long.
I thought it was longer, to be honest. I thought it was like 7 minutes. Maybe they have a version that is.
I don't know. I don't see anything longer than that. I guess there's a 6 minute and 2 second song done by Panic at the Disco.
What song is that?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, they did a cover
of it. It's from Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Yeah, that might have been what I was thinking of. So, there's a... So, the Muppets, right?
Are you talking about their Bohemian Rhapsody song? Yes.
It's amazing. Like, there for a while, they were just doing tons of stuff on YouTube. And then they stopped, but most of it was pretty funny. Like, I was enjoying it whenever I came across it.
So, you're saying that they did these things on YouTube. You know what they did before they did these things on YouTube?
What's that?
They did these things on MTV. That's an old song for them. That's a song that came out when Wayne's World came out. Back when Bohemian Rhapsody ended up becoming popular.
So maybe they just uploaded it.
Yeah, they had tons of these songs out there, and they just put them back out.
I wonder if I can find it again.
Yeah, no, I know exactly the song. I watched that on MTV many, many times. Back when MTV played music. You know, the music television channel.
So was that one, two, or whatever other one they have?
MTV.
So the OG.
Yes.
Okay. Are they still releasing stuff? Oh, they're still releasing stuff. Sort of.
Well, they still have, you know, it's still easy to do things, but there's a lot of those songs are stuff that they just owned. They may have needed rights again to like push it onto YouTube because digital rights are different from TV rights or online rights.
They did another song that I liked. I can't find it though. Dang it. I have to scroll back a lot.
Okay, I did find your 7 minute and 5 second Bohemian Rhapsody by Panic at the Disco. That's the longest version I can find, though. Everything else is just shy of 5 minutes.
Well, their songs are long anyways. They also have, they're also the ones with the really long, maybe that's Fall Out Boy, or maybe it's both of them. They're really long song titles.
There's a lot of things. They're not as long as as composers.
Oh, yeah, right.
Let's see here.
I'm back 7 years.
You're back 7 years to find that one song?
No, I'm in 8 years.
All right, like this. Well, there's this song title. Symphony number 40 in G minor, K550, first movement, Molten Allegro. That is the entire title of that song.
In their defense, songs you can perform in very many different ways with very different, many different keys. You can also perform it at very many different tempos. So if you just titled it the same thing and did like 3 or 4 or 10 different versions of it, you would not be able to find out which one is which. So,
but they didn't change them that much. Like, you know, what some people, if you state just some parts of it, many people will know.
Right.
Well, okay, I shouldn't say many people. People that know, like Mozart and Beethoven and all these older artists, they will know what you mean.
Right. But what I mean, like, if you're trying to find a specific version because you like how it sounds.
Yeah.
Having them all, like having 40 songs titled the same thing, isn't going to help you.
Well, also, it was also, sometimes the songs were also part of a giant, it'd be like the album title type of thing.
So you're like a melody?
Yeah. So it would change as it would go through. So they'd be different, you know, parts of it.
Melodies are cool. Tie multiple different songs together. Did a lot of them back in choir. I missed it because I'm at the start of their channel.
No. Oh, well. Well, probably should wrap things up.
Yeah.
Well, it actually has been long enough.
Yeah, you always talk about it being shorter and then you don't do it. And then we go on a tangent for 40 minutes about YouTube.
Or, yeah.
Music.
Or our internet.
Which,
yeah,
it's a thing.
It is a thing. What's your famous last word?
Famous last words?
No, just word.
Just word.
Just word.
Bird.
Why?
Because bird is the word. What was your famous last word?
It was why. Because you're terrible.